welcome to another Mysterious Mini, the weekly minisode where we tell you all about new book releases and events happening in-store and online. I'm your host, Becca.
And I'm Gary.
And that was the smoothest intro I've ever done.
It was great. This was pretty
great. I kind of want to end it. I almost ended it with like, and you're listening to Watch Mojo. Do you remember that like TV? Like,
yes. Like, Watch Mojo? I do.
Have you seen the interview? The kids, Tom Holland and his co-stars, they do an interview with them. And they're sitting there talking about how much they love the, like, Watch Mojo voice. And the interviewer's like, that's me. And they, like,
Oh my God, that's so cute. I love that so much.
It's like they forgot for a second that they were, doing an interview because they're in a Marvel movie. And they were just, young people for a second and were like, oh my God, I've listened to your voice forever.
I know. I was thinking about something the other day. I think I saw, like, a meme about it or something. But, like, I think about, like, Tom Holland would have been such a little kid when Spider-Man 2 came out. And, like, there are pictures of him as a child dressed as Spider-Man for, like, Halloween and stuff. And so, like, imagine, like, he watches those movies being like, oh my God, I really want to, like, be in a, I would love to play Spider-Man one day.
But he's like, I want to be Spider-Man.
And now he's in a movie with Alfred, like, a Spider-Man movie with Alfred Molina? Like, Doc Ock himself?
I sent it in the Zencaster.
Okay, I'm not gonna watch this right now.
No, but
thank you. I will. I'm gonna save this link. Yeah, that's great. I could totally put this in the episode description before any of the books or anything else.
Yeah, this is the first thing we talked about.
We should get into like events and stuff, huh?
Yeah, we should.
It's the second week of September.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know.
Also, let's talk about it because I want October to get here.
Yeah, that's fair. We're almost there. It's not that far away.
I know.
It's exciting
and not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going so fast. I'm just not sure I'm ready.
Yeah.
First event today, 7 o'clock. Diana Rodriguez Wallach is going to be in conversation with Gretchen McNeil and Chelsea Mueller, talking about her new book, Small Town Monsters. Gretchen is also talking about hashtag No Escape, which I believe came out earlier this year. And Chelsea's book, Prom House, I think was also out 2021, if I'm correct. Back in May. Yeah.
That sounds right. I'm really excited because this book is described as The Conjuring meets The Vow. And like,
okay.
It's about a like, so the main characters are Vera and Maxwell. Vera's parents are demonologists and like have a really like weird reputation in their town as outcasts, obviously, since they're demonologists.
Uh-huh.
And then Max is like, you know, dealing with some like real life heavy shit of like taking care of his like sister while it seems like maybe his mom is either mentally ill in light of his like father's death or, you know, just falling apart otherwise. And that brings them together. And then they're like, oh shit, is our town a cult?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Or rather, is like a cult taking over our town? Like,
okay.
It even implies that like perhaps her father, Maxwell's father's death might have been, you know, sinister in nature.
Sinister. This sounds fascinating.
Right?
I was looking at this cover
story.
As we do, you know, and I didn't realize until I like read the little tagline that says they want you, that there's just like a Grim Reaper skeleton head in the sky.
Yeah.
Made up in the clouds and stuff.
It very much feels like, I know that it's only on my mind because we are currently like watching it as it comes out, but like The Watcher, like in the stuff for Marvel, like that's totally what it made me think of.
I haven't seen the newest episode, so let's like not tease on that, but I do love that show and I am so happy.
I didn't really like it. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's been really good. It's been really, really good.
I do just want to give a quick shout out of Gretchen McNeil, who's on this event. has this book that I really want people to check out. It's called I'm Not Your Manic Pixie Dream Girl. And it's a contemporary romance that's literally marketed as for fans of The Duff and Since You've Been Gone. And like, it's all about like, you know, arguing against the manic pixie dream girl sort of trope. And
yeah, I remember that coming out. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I didn't realize, like, because I have been thinking about murder trending and murder funding, because those are the ones that have come out, like, I think murder funding came out back in June.
Yeah, well, and this one's like just super random one that, like, of course I would be the one to be like, hey, but did you know about,
hey, but actually, yeah, that's great.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. on our crowdcast, we have David Liss in conversation with Joe R. Lansdale, discussing David's book, The Peculiarities.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one, actually. The Peculiarities sounds really fascinating. It's like, David Liss is popular from writing like historical fiction and stuff like that. So this one takes place in Victorian London, but there's like, sort of,
because of the Spider-Man book he wrote.
Oh, really? That's fascinating. Oh, did he do?
It's the prequel to the freaking PS4 game.
Wow. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's cool. I know, Conspiracy of Paper. So this one takes place in Victorian London, and it seems like magic is starting to like burble at the edges of society, but like proper society itself scoffs at the idea that it's happening, even though like people are being transfigured. Like, what? The main character, Thomas, has like
alchemy.
Like his the main character has like leaves that are starting to sprout out of his skin. Like, he's worried he's going to turn into a tree.
This dude is literally poison ivy, and he's like, hello?
Yeah, and he's like trying to get help, but no one wants to believe like what's happening is really happening. So
that's so cool. I wonder if the cover, like, at first I was wondering if that was hair, like a play on the word, you know, it's like a hair and hair. But now I'm thinking maybe it's like vines.
Yeah, I'm not entirely, like, vines make sense to me for sure, because it definitely seems like he has like this plant element that's happening
here. I love this cover so much.
It's beautiful.
Even if it is like a play on the word hair, and like that just the way that they like filled out the symbols in the mm-hmm. rabbit, like the all-seeing eye being where the rabbit's eye is, being the only like realistic part, is like such a nice touch.
Yeah, it's good.
Whoever did the cover art, 10 out of 10, dude.
It's good. Yeah. So he's trying to like stop his transformation and save the family business and like do that sort of thing. So he seeks counsel from an occult society and a lycanthropic medium. And it leads him to Aleister Crowley.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So historical fiction means that we're going to end up with like
figures from the time period. It mm-hmm. totally makes sense. Like, I was just looking through the rest of David Liss's, his bio that we have on the website. And yeah, it makes total sense to me that this is the direction that that book is going, given all of the like many comics that he's written that I have read the stories of. Like,
yeah. I didn't realize he had so many comics in his history as I was looking through his stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Green Hornet for Dynamite. That's what I specifically remember.
Wow. That's dope. Good for him.
Is that dope?
I said it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to commit to it. I'm so sorry.
We're going to have, so for both yesterday's event, or for both today's event and tomorrow's, we're going to have signed and personalized book plates available from the principal authors. So David Liss and Diana Rodriguez Wallach are going to have signed and personalized book plates. I don't think we're offering anything for the other authors involved in either event at the moment. But yeah, if you want to get a signed book plate, you have a week from the event date. So the 13th, the 14th, to place that order and just make a note in the order comments that you would like a book plate. And if you want it personalized, include that detail as well.
I know for the next event, we are doing signed copies for Cassandra Kaw's book, The All-Consuming World.
Yeah.
She'll be discussing that with Shannon.
Mm-hmm. Shauna McGuire.
I mean, at this point, do we even need to say, like,
probably not
last name? Like, everybody knows.
Probably not. But still, it's exciting that we got both of the, that we have both of them for this event.
Oh, I think yeah, this is going to be a powerhouse of an event. Like, very, I can't wait. I'm assuming it's going to be a lot of unhinged fun.
Yeah, this will be a good time. These aren't going to be personalized, but they are going to be signed. So if you want a signed copy, make a note of it. I believe those are limited based on how many the publisher decides to send us.
So I think that all consuming world looks cool. But I could not help but immediately move to the next book coming out in October on the 18th from Cassandra. Nothing But Blackened Teeth. Do you see this cover?
Yeah, this cover scares me.
Oh my God, I'm going to pick it up. Like, it's already, like, yes, I'm so excited.
Oh, it's
it looks so scary.
Tor Nightfire. Interesting. I wonder how long this is, because I know that, like, some of the Tor imprints do, like, novellas and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's described. I mean, we'll talk about it more in October, but it's based on Japanese folklore, so I'm assuming maybe it does have a shorter page count.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I'm excited. Anyways,
that'll be fun. So yeah, that's on Thursday. On Friday, Lily Vale is going to be in conversation with Maisie Eddings, talking about the shoddy setup. Which looks like this is a cute romance, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know
a whole lot. Is it shoddy or sahadi?
It's S-H. I don't know if there's a break there or not. I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly. Please, someone reach out to us and let us know how this is pronounced.
Shoddy.
Okay, I said it right. I did the fight the first time.
Yeah.
Cool.
I looked it up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I feel bad constantly being like, oh my God, can you guys tell us? Like, we have computers.
That's fair. Yeah, you're right.
I'm always the one saying it, so I'm not even giving you a hard time. It's me. I'm the problem. But this book looks great.
Yeah, this book looks great. And we have their custom designed signed book plates. So what? Yeah, I'm excited. This means that, like, you know, because sometimes we'll just get like the standard book plate from the publisher that just has like the imprint name
like the ones Nicole Gao sent us for
So I think it's going to be something like that, where it's going to be like custom designed to go with this book specifically.
Nice. I love stuff like that.
Yeah. So that seems cool. We've only had a couple more events.
Sunday we have Romance Book Club.
We do. Yeah. Romance Book Club is going to be this Sunday. And what are they talking about? I have not looked yet.
A romance book, I bet.
The Boyfriend Project. What's the Boyfriend Project? From Farrah Rochon?
I don't know. I can't help you here.
Well, I gave it both, so that's what they're talking about. We're going to include, of course, as always, the link to this page so that you can... I think they're still meeting virtually, right?
Yes, they are. Yeah. It's because... it's because... dear, beautiful, wonderful Judy does not live in the area.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they had moved. I don't remember exactly where they are right now, but we just happened to run into each other at an event. I can't remember. Oh my God, we ran into each other at the memorial for the owner of Kamikaze.
And ended up
getting lunch together. And yeah, so her husband is a like filmmaker and he got an opportunity somewhere, so they moved for him.
Got it. Yeah, because I was aware that some of the book clubs have started to transition to back in store, but...
Yeah, I believe all of them are back in store except for that one, only because
that makes sense.
Judy can't do that. You guys heard it here first. If you want the insider knowledge, the behind the scenes, you gotta listen to the podcast. How else would you know that Judy moved?
Yeah. You heard it here first.
You wouldn't.
So we have two different events on Monday.
We have our first Instagram live event. And is it a takeover?
No, it's going to be happening on the Fierce Reads Instagram account.
Okay.
Not on our own, but it's hosted by Mysterious Galaxy, as in you can get signed book plates from us, and we're going to be the booksellers that they're promoting in pairing with this event.
Awesome.
Yeah, so CB Lee and Tasha Suri are going to be talking about CB's new book, The Clash of Steel, which looks so cool.
I love the cover.
It's a Treasure Island remix, it says.
Yes.
Remix Classics number 1 implies they're going to do more of these, and I think that's dope too.
I just love that, like, there's this really cool, like, juxtaposition in the cover art of, like, is it water? Is it, like, clouds? Like, because it looks both like mountains up in the clouds, mm-hmm. with like,
but they're sailing on them.
Yeah. But also like with the birds, like especially that low flying bird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool looking.
It looks great. I loved Treasure Island as a kid. So if this is even just like, just tangentially related to that story, I think that's like a cool basis for like a fun new tale and a new spin. I'm excited to see like what these remixes like are going to come from Fierce Reads after this one.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
This is not remixes, but it is cool. I mean, I guess no, because Krampus isn't a remix. He's just a cool
adjacent. He's just a character.
Yeah, he's a cool adjacent character. But we have Brom in conversation with T. Kingfisher to discuss Slewfoot, a sentence that is insane to say out loud. Like, oh yeah, our little event, just our little, you know, our cute little like niche event with Brom.
With Brom, yeah. When
have you heard a little guy named Brom?
When this event got confirmed, Constance leapt out of her chair and danced around the back room like, oh my god, we're doing an event with Brom.
Like, yeah, no, like this is a big deal.
Yeah. Have you ever read any of Brom's stuff?
No, but all of the art is very, I would say a lot of the art is influential in my taste in people.
Sure. That makes sense. I think at least two of them are like staff picks from the store. I think Kelly really loves piece.
So my sister owns The Art of Brom.
Oh, and I've seen, okay.
So she has had that since it came out, and I've seen it several times.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, otherwise, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. I don't, other than like flipping through these books as they come into the store and being like, oh my god, this looks beautiful, I haven't actually had the time to like sit and read any of them. But I'm so excited that we're going to be able to like feature this new one. Yes. The book comes out the day after this event happens. So next Tuesday, we'll probably talk more about Slewfoot.
And then I do just want, because we like totally freaked out about Brom.
Uh-huh.
I want to give some shout out to T. Kingfisher, because the book Nettle and Bone is coming out next year.
Yep, in April.
In spring of 2022. And it looks super cool. Like, this looks like it's one of those events where I'm like, these two have the exact same highly specific interests.
Uh-huh.
And I just know it's going to be a great conversation. Like, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, the Emily Tesh quote on the front of Nettle and Bone, again, just an incredible sentence, says that T. Kingfisher uses the bones of fairy tale to create something entirely her own, which is just, what a compelling line.
Using the bones of fairy, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh my god.
So, very exciting. Of course, we'll eventually talk about that one when it comes out in 6 months.
Yeah, you just have to wait a while.
Yeah. But we'll get there. So that's all the events. That's lots of events this week.
I know. Do you have other books you'd like to talk about?
I have one that I picked to discuss. And I partly picked the one I picked because I picked the first one in the series back when it came out. And I remember us having a really interesting discussion about how compelling the cover of this is.
Oh my god, I don't. Now I'm like freaking out.
So,
I'm like,
So I'm talking about The Hawthorne Legacy by Jennifer Lynn Barnes, which is the sequel to The Inheritance Games, which we discussed a year ago because it has
that cover like it was one of those I Spy books.
We absolutely did, because it has some like Knives Out family drama vibes.
Yeah.
And
this one is not disappointing either. We have
we have
a ruby necklace like that's mm-hmm. around a crown and a sword.
Yeah, very gorgeous, like gilded hilt sword.
A message in a bottle.
Uh-huh. There's like a candle inside like one of these roses. The background is all these like dark blue roses.
There is one random seashell by the
Yeah.
And there are no other motifs of the sea except for the message in a bottle.
Uh-huh. Yep, yep. Uh-huh. So that first one, right, was about Avery Graham's, like, inheriting, like, being left the fortune of a guy, Tobias Hawthorne, just a complete stranger to her upon his death. And despite whatever happened across the course of Inheritance Games, she still doesn't really know why he left her this money. Like, thanks to a DNA test, she's like, I'm definitely not related to you. But there are like a bunch of hints that have been coming out that like seems that she has a connection. There's a deeper connection.
Yeah.
That's going on. And so like his two grandsons are sort of vying for her attentions. I don't know if it's like a romantic thing or if it's more of a manipulative thing.
I just realized that there's a ring on the rose by Legacy.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're right. Oh, you're right. Yeah. I also just realized. I should read both of these. Please.
So it says a deadly game. We have the sword and the crown for like inheritance, you know, and it's obviously the Inheritance Games. A puzzle to solve, right? So we have the message in the bottle.
Yes.
And like the match that's just in the rose, weirdly, and the seashell, and a fortune at stake. And we have the ring, the coin, and the necklace. And I think that all of this is like alluding to, like, I think that I don't know if the romance will be genuine. I think that there will definitely be buying, right? But I think that it's a game that's using romance as like a tactic of manipulation.
Yeah. It seems so evocative. I love the idea
It's Chris Evans in the sweater all over again.
It really is. It really is, right? Like, I haven't read the first book, and but the ideas that I get from that description and the description from this one, it doesn't sound like there's like, oh, some weird, big, bad, like some. It's just about like the way people in like small groups, like families in particular, like the sort of drama and tension that comes out between like those conflicts. Yes. Everybody has their own motivations, and she just has to navigate it. All right. Well, Becca's not feeling well. And we've lost them. So I'm just going to go ahead. We were done anyway. We've done all the events. I talked about the book I was going to talk about. I believe Becca's other book, maybe I should just go ahead and give it a shout out. Where they sent me the link to the book they were going to talk about. It is a quarantine romance called Hello From Here by Chandler Baker and Wesley King. I have not read this episode description or the episode description. I have not read this book description. I'm not going to just like read it verbatim. But the little blurb here is a heartfelt, witty, and thought-provoking YA love story about two teens who fall in love for each other while forced apart during quarantine. Yeah, that makes sense. For fans of 5 Feet Apart, Anna and the French Kiss, and My Life Next Door. It sounds like they meet. I don't know if they meet before pandemic or like when lockdown happens, but it says that they get to know each other through FaceTime dates, socially distanced playground hangs, and the escalating heartbreaks of the pandemic. They're pushed apart by what they don't share and pulled closer by what they do. Oh, this sounds really cute, really cute. So that is gonna, that is going to be the last book we're going to talk about today. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up since we lost Becca. Thank you, everyone, for listening, of course. Thank you to Austin Farmer, as always, for allowing us the use of his track, Kill the Farm Boy, cut from the album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra, which you can find in the episode description below, in the episode description, in wherever you get your podcasts. Oh, actually, I recently found out that all of the episode descriptions that are full of links are just broken if you get your podcast from Apple Podcasts. So I'm going to see if I can do anything to fix that. And if I can't fix that, please go check out the Libsyn address. It's a galaxy not so far away.libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN. Because every episode description, especially every minisode, has links to every single event, every single book, and like just everything else that we talk about. So please take the time to check those out if you're ever looking for something we talked about in an episode. I've done my best to provide those links so that y'all can have them. But Apple Podcasts doesn't seem to like all of those hyperlinks. So, you know, do yourself a favor and go look at our website. You can find, of course, the show at the store at Mist Galaxy Books on all social media platforms. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. I think that's it. That might be it. So go check us out, and we'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away.